It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Going from finding herself a 20-year-old unwed mother with only a second-grade education who had just received custody of her six younger siblings to earning a spot among the 20 winners of USA Today's 2013 All-USA Community College Academic Team, as well as a Coca-Cola New Century Scholar, and graduating this year from Bluegrass Community and Technical College with a 4.0 GPA and associate degrees in science and the arts. Intrigued? This is the story of Ebony Nava. She spoke with Tom Martin.
20 years old, only a second grade education, winning legal custody of six siblings. Tell us about these circumstances, Ebony, if you would, beginning with where you grew up.
I was born in Indiana. I spent some time after Indiana. My parents moved to California, and then from California, we found ourselves in Kentucky.
And where in Kentucky?
We actually first lived in Crockett, Kentucky. It's outside of West Liberty when we first moved here. And then from there, we moved around somewhat and then came to Georgetown. My father was working at Toyota, so.
How was it that you came to be 20 years old with only a second grade education?
How I got in the situation, I don't think most people realize can happen in the United States. We did everything that was required of us, or my mother did, to make sure that we were compliant with home education laws, but in all reality, there really is little to no regulation and no state, like no one checks up to see if any education is going on. So we were basically flying under the radar the whole time.
So you were homeschooled?
We were technically homeschooled, but it's not like we were actually doing any education.
Now, why did you later take it upon yourself to seek custody of your brothers and sisters?
Mainly for me, well, there was a lot going on. There was physical abuse and emotional abuse going on, but the reason that I was awarded custody was mainly for the educational neglect. I didn't look at it as difficult because growing up in that home, in the home we grew up in, I was already in that role of being responsible for the children.
Did you remain in the same home, same household, or did you and your siblings relocate?
I actually left the home when I was 17. I spent some time, I was actually homeless for a while when I first left the house. And then I started working on my own, just getting any jobs I could, being completely independent, obviously. The position I was in when I got custody, I had just had my own son. I was living in my own apartment.
And at that point, were you living in Lexington?
I was living in Lexington, yeah.
Okay.
But when I got custody, I moved back to Georgetown into a house that some of the social workers and other people had helped us. It was a four-bedroom house. It was great. I'm also lucky because they were all so relieved, I think, to get out of the situation that they had been in, that they were more willing to all, you know, work towards the common goal that we had, which they also didn't have any education. So they were so excited, I think, to get into school and to actually start learning things themselves. I mean, my sister at the time was 12 and she didn't know how to read. So I think everyone, at least initially, we were all so caught up in just lots of new things. It was a whole new life, I guess. It was a whole new life for all of us.
More on that new life in part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Ebony Nava next Monday during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.